Thank you for contacting Compere. To connect your call to, thank you for contacting Compere. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to send a fax. Press 3 to page. Press 4. To end this call, please hang up or press 9. Who's calling, please?
Sarah?
Thank you for contacting Compere. How may I help you?
I am trying to contact a coordinator about a possible mystery shop job I received.
Okay, can I have the rep ID?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I have the rep ID number?
TC5630-12.
Okay. And can you just verify the check number, which is located on the top right-hand corner of the check, please?
332-51-3619.
Okay. And can you just verify your first and last name, please?
Sarah Johnson.
Okay, I'm just going to place in a quick poll while I fill up the file. Can you please hold?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, thank you for holding.
Yes.
Okay, so it says here the check comes up in the amount of $38.50. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
It says here that the check comes up in the amount of $38.50. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it says here you've been offered a position as a customer service evaluator. Now, do you understand what that is?
Sort of. Can you give me a little bit more information?
Basically, what it is, it's a mystery shopping position, and your job as a mystery shopper is to pretend as if you're a real customer while you go around and evaluate the services. Now, it does say here your first assigned store is the Western Union. Are you familiar with Western Union?
Yes. Does that mean any Western Union or is there a particular one?
Any Western Union. Okay, so you're going to be evaluating the services. You're going to be in charge there. Reason being, a lot of high-volume customers are complaining about service fee charges. Now, basically, they're complaining because, let's say, they go to Western Union and they do a transfer there. They go to another Western Union, do another transfer, and even though the transfer is for the same amount and it is going to the same location, service fee charges are not the same, so they're not consistent. So we do feel that employees might be overcharging the customers and pocketing money for themselves. So your job as a mystery shopper is to evaluate your fees that are being charged.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as for the second part of your assignment, you're going to be going into Walmart, and you're going to be making a $40 purchase there.
Okay.
And whatever you purchase there, you get to keep the item. However, you do have to speak to a customer service representative. So you can just go to any employee and just ask them simple, basic questions, like where they keep a specific product that you're interested in purchasing.
Okay. And I can go to any Walmart store.
Yeah, any Walmart. Now, upon making the $40 purchase, you do have to keep the receipt because we need the barcode number on the receipt. That way we can write the item off.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you do make this $40 purchase, so what you're doing is evaluating their customer service skills. Now, once you have that assignment completed, you're ready to start your next assignment, which you will then receive within the next 2 to 3 business days. So let's say you were to have this assignment completed by today. You receive another one within the next 2 to 3 business days. And the assignments are never the same, so you're not doing the same thing over and over.
Okay.
Okay.
And
now,
go
ahead.
Once I have the information from Walmart and Western Union, do I call you back and give you the information?
That is correct.
Okay. And do I need to speak with you directly?
Yes. So as for the check has now been activated, so you can go ahead and take the check into your bank and cash the check. Now once you've cashed the check and you have cash in hand, you give us a call back and you say your name clearly in the recording and the call will be assigned to me. Now if you do speak to another coordinator, you do have to provide them with your rep ID number and my first and last name, and they'll go ahead and assist you with the assignment. Now, the like I said before, the salary is $200. So once you cash your check, $200 from that is yours, and you just give us a call back, and you're ready to start your assignment. Now, do you have any questions?
Your name?
My name is, on your form, it says customer service evaluation tool. Do you have that form?
I don't think so. I just have the letter and the check.
It's two letters.
Oh, maybe I have that one downstairs.
Okay, so I'm going to, you have to, do you have a pen so I can provide you my name?
Yes.
Okay, so my first name is A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Last name is C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Coleman.
Okay.
Okay. So once you've passed the check, just give us a call back and see you included in the report, and the call will be assigned to me.
Great. All right. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for contacting Confero.
Is not available. To leave a message, press